رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
Verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year, according to the law of Allah since the day He created the heavens and the earth. Among these, 4 months are sacred, meaning Muharram, Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah. That is the established law. Do not do injustice to yourselves by waging wars during these sacred months. And fight the polytheists all together in your defense, just as they fight you all together. And know that Allah is indeed with those who are God-conscious. At first glance, it may seem strange that Allah is telling people that there are 12 months in the calendar year. However, without a doubt, there is a wisdom and a deeper meaning to this verse. Although Muslims tend to use numbers, perhaps hoping to attract benefit, such as having a phone number or a license plate with the number 786 in it, we do not believe in numerology, and we do not attribute special powers to numbers. However, with that said, some numbers do occur more frequently in the Islamic teachings than others, such as the number 40 and the number 12. In fact, the Quran shows us that there are 12 months in the year. The tribes of Bani Israel were 12 in number. The number of springs of water which gushed out for them, as mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, was 12. And the number of Imams, the successors of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, they are also 12. In any case, this verse shows us that the order of the world is such that 12 months exist. And for the Muslims, Allah has ordained that 4 of these are sacred: Muharram, Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah. And initiating a war or fighting during these months is not permissible, except in matters of self-defense. At one level, this shows us that Islam is not a religion of war, and in actuality, it puts in place official guidelines and times of a ceasefire which are religiously mandated and must be upheld, with the goal that in the off time, negotiations and peace treaties can be enacted. A glance at the wars which have plagued history shows us in the 20th century alone, over 108 million people have been killed. And this continues today in countries such as in Central and South America, in Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and many other places. May Allah give us the wisdom to realize and amend our foolish ways, and may He give the oppressors the will to cease and desist their aggressive nature. And if they cannot be persuaded to give up their evil ways, then may they be brought to justice in this world and in the world to come. Point of reflection. In Islam, there are many sacred signs. In this faith, there is a place of safety, which is the city of Mecca. There is the inviolable house of Allah in Masjid al-Haram. There are 4 sacred months, and even a sacred day, Friday, all of which and more must be respected.